Truth News Network. In the flea market of political discourse, you found the hidden Rembrandt. TNN,
the Truth News Network,
and Dan Newman.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome back to Truth News Network. I am Dan Newman, and I am really glad you're here. We're going to turn the pages back a little bit. Just over a year ago, this story and this podcast were published here at Truth News Network. Little did we know it would even be more applicable for these two to be read and heard by you today, 1 year later. This is the first of two parts to this horror story. Today's podcast gives you a glimpse of what's in store. Tomorrow's offering, we are going to, within it, reveal the six most egregious examples of corruption from the left, or deep state as they have become known, and they will nauseate you. None of these will be hearsay examples, opinions drawn from personal conclusions, or even just allegations. These will be factual proof of the specifics of corruption that are alive today, not just in the U.S., but in other countries in which our government, right before our eyes, has sowed these evil seeds. And each one of these six, folks, play right into the impeachment inquiry debacle we are seeing play out before our eyes every day in Washington, D.C. When first published, we did not have 600-plus subscribers who attend the University of Moscow. We do today. These young men and women who are looking in and listening in need to know the U.S. has corruption running amok in our government, as do other governments on Earth. We certainly are not perfect here politically. Additionally, Truth News Network has 10,000 new subscribers since a year ago. It's uncanny how what went live here in November of 2018 is even more applicable and appropriate than when first published. And one note here, I encourage you to listen to the podcast first today. I think it'll be more impactful to you. So, happy hunting. Corruption. Hello, my name is Corruption.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Hi there. I'm certain you know who I am. I have been around for a long, long time. If we haven't met personally, undoubtedly, you've seen my handiwork. I don't remember a time when I did not exist. Honestly, I'm sure I've been around as long as you guys. The reason that many don't recognize me when they see the results of my work is because I have a great attribute that only I can initiate. I make myself look just like anyone I want. I can look like anybody, and I can act just like the wind. You don't see the wind, but you see its results. You see what the wind does. When you see leaves on a tree blowing around, you know the wind is there. I can make myself just like that. You don't necessarily see me. You know what I do, and I do a lot. So, what do I do? What's my job? I have just one goal: to get every human I can to blindly accept everything I show them is what they need, and then get them to do all of those things. What does that mean? Let me explain. I find a way to exploit weaknesses. I'm good at finding them. Let's face it, they usually are about sex, money, fame, and power. All I have to do is find which is your poison. It's easy for me to use it against you. Alexander the Great was extremely insecure. As a boy, he just wanted people to like him. Kids his own age bullied him. All he ever wanted was to retaliate against those who bullied him. So I surrounded him with a bunch of guys that I had already made mine. They taught Alex how easy it is to be robust and tower over others, as those bullies had towered over him. So he did it. He found ways to not only destroy people, he also slaughtered tens of thousands of humans who stood in the way of his lust for power. The more death and destruction he initiated, the more he wanted. He was my favorite son for a while. Europe, it was secure for me. Stalin and Lenin were easy pawns. Their lust for power made it simple for me to dangle conquest in front of each. Their pride and greed consumed them and destroyed millions of good people. War was just a tool for them to use to spread their brutality. They both fed on all my benefits, wealth, sexual perversion, fear, and the domination of their nation's citizens' lives, until those two were through with them. Those plebes were then marched to death camps, the gulags, or executed. Before the Russian pawns, I turned Hitler my way. Adolf, he was pretty easy. He was a shy German lad who hated the Jewish people. He lamented in his weaknesses. That made it easy for him to spot in others and flame in him the fires of hatred. I gave him tools that allowed him to easily convince people to follow. He loved the military, which he used to obliterate Jews that dared to call the motherland theirs. He conned a large group of military leaders to get rid of the Jews, first in Germany, then Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and Austria. I gave him the idea of how to exterminate the vermin, which he passed along to his minions. His military leaders fired up ovens and gas chambers. The Jews that escaped those were simply starved to death. But America opened the door for me to expand my craft. There was a group of really strong and honest people who resisted me in the beginning. They set up a government that was designed to assure settlers in the New World the brittle dictatorships and monarchies they lived through in Europe would never dominate America. That government was supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. It worked. For a while. America's becoming the most powerful, the richest, and the freest country on earth made it a candy store for me. I've had a field day. When people get fat, content, and happy, Mr. Corruption has a much easier time breaking down those doors. Americans became so content and oblivious to the realities of life elsewhere, they all, on the most part, adopted an attitude of entitlement that became the easiest portal I've ever had to invade a nation. Do you think slavery just happened? Heck no. Men throughout history lusted for power over others. But I used Americans' pride and laziness to push their thirst for control over others to the limits. Slave owners took depravity to the lowest depths of humanity. Sex and human trafficking ran amok, forcing men, women, and children to play the humiliating roles of nothing more than chattel property was one of my greatest achievements. Plantation owners treated slaves like farm animals with no regard for their health, their welfare, their families, or any role they played other than whatever role the slave owner chose for them. And I instilled and maintained in all their minds that owning another human was just something that we do. Everybody does that. And that made it okay. I hope you didn't think when Americans adopted the attitude that government was nothing more than a tool for them to use for their personal enrichment, that their doing so was just something that happened. I did that. And it was pretty easy. After all, when men and women live every day of their lives thinking their desires are the only things that matter in their world, they always find ways to make certain what they want is available, somehow. I dropped this question into a politician's head one day. Why not just use government to take care of all this? When I control the political might, I control every person, every business, every law, and every dollar. That way, I can have everything I ever want. The first politicians I turned took it to some really way out limits. So I made it clear to them that they needed to keep pushing forward with their political power grabbing processes, but they needed to keep it quiet. There were always going to be men and women around who would reject me and my ideas and would stick to everything right, legal, and fair. We didn't need those do-gooders talking to others about us. And it worked. You may be saying, All this is just a bit too far-fetched. Do you really think that? You don't think I was there when John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln? Booth was one of my guys. Lincoln refused to drink the corruption Kool-Aid. I had to take him out. Booth was just a pawn. You don't think Lee Harvey Oswald acted on his own, do you? That conspiracy theory about who shot Kennedy was about a real conspiracy. I couldn't have a guy in power who was teaching Americans to live lives totally opposite to my teaching. He told them, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. I couldn't have this nation become one of people who cared for others. You don't believe that James Earl Ray shot Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because Ray was a racist. James Earl Ray was on a mission for me. My people needed African Americans to continue to be subservient to Caucasian Americans and live only to fulfill the whims of those superior to them. King was teaching those African Americans that they were really valuable and were created as equal human beings in every way. I couldn't let that stand. You don't think those white Southern Democrats came up with those white sheets and the burning hunger to terrorize African Americans by themselves? I planted those seeds. I had created racism. It was an amazing tool to pit one human against another, to perpetuate anger, bigotry, and hatred, and to perpetuate war, real or perceived, between people who are different. I had to keep white Americans believing black Americans were unworthy of human dignity. I had to keep black Americans subservient and willing to accept they were less than human. You don't think that some guy just decided that he didn't like women and he preferred other guys, or some woman she liked other women? Things regarding sex between men and women had rocked along too quietly for too long. I had to plant those thoughts and confuse those men and women. And I later used that confusion to create an entire political movement to instill and perpetuate some of the most amazing animus yet in America. And it's still working. I made politicians' lust for power so consuming they accepted every thought I gave them as to how to build and perpetuate power while hiding their intentions, their methods, and their actions in accumulating all the power in the U.S. necessary to enslave the entire population without them ever knowing it. I created blackmail. I taught politicians how to use it to enslave their fellow legislators, forcing them to commit the most disgusting acts against others one can imagine. Politicians were forced to go along with horrific and heinous acts against American citizens in every way imaginable. Confiscatory tax policies, theft of citizens' rights and property, unfair criminal law and prosecution, personal enrichment through unimaginable schemes, all while opening the door to bigger and bigger government to allow an elite class of Americans to self-determine every aspect of life for every American, with no regard for those Americans' wishes. I taught elitists from that government to allow the evils created by Stalin, Hitler, Goebbels, Mao, and even King Herod stealthily creep back into American culture. Planned Parenthood has been given billions of dollars confiscated from Americans through taxpayers to summarily destroy millions of humans before birth, while those elitists hide that Planned Parenthood refunds to those politicians millions of those tax dollars they've been given, calling them campaign contributions. Politicians waste trillions of American dollars in scheme after scheme, pork project after project, passing out money to friends, relatives, companies owned by campaign supporters, all the while accepting billions in contributions from supporters, which are all payback. It is ridiculously funny that through the lust for power, money, and their pride, I have, with all of these tools, them so tied to me, they cannot say one thing to anyone about any of this. If they do, they'll all go down. And when one or two start thinking about talking, all I have to do is send one of my lieutenants to remind them of what I can do. and they all shut up, or I shut them up. All the stuff you see politicians do today that just doesn't seem right, I'm the source of their doing so, and their justification for doing it. Things like picking and choosing which laws to enforce, which ones to forget, and who can get away with breaking any laws without any penalty. That's me. They're promoting open borders and illegal immigration. That's me too. Allowing the unfettered funding of hate groups like Antifa and the white supremacists, who each promote nothing but racism, hatred, and anarchy. All of it, I instigated. The death of morality and decency throughout the American populace, exploding violence and murder, rape, human trafficking of all kinds, pedophilia, incest, and even abortion. That's all me. And it's some of my finest work. None of any of this is possible without people in power. There are many in government, too many for me to list for you here. I wouldn't do that anyway. I don't want to give myself away any more than I already have. But you know them all by name. I won't even talk about them individually. God has done an amazing job in creating the world and creating you. I sometimes slap myself thinking, why did God even create me? I wonder why God created evil too. I'm not going to worry about that. I'll just revel in that evil and continue to corrupt everyone I can. I've gotten really good at it, and really good at hiding it, too. I bet you never really thought much about me. See, I've done a pretty good job. I'll let you go with this one thought. People in America are not as stupid as they act. They see all of this along with all the good in the world. American people make choices about whether they are going to let me do through them what my name says I'm all about, corrupting them and leading them into the corruption of others. There are very few who actually speak against me. Most people, like you, are not politicians. Those people, like you, willingly allow this all to happen. I'm taking a chance coming forward and talking to you about this today. I'm pretty sure you could start talking about me, trying to convince others that I'm real and that you guys should do something to get rid of me. But I'm so confident. I'm so sure. I'm so good at what I do. I'm sure those other people aren't going to do something like that. There is something that is certain, though. As long as I exist, and as long as men and women keep me around, I'm the one that is going to be in power. I'm the one that will run the show. I know all the ins and outs of human beings and how to manipulate you all. Doing so is pretty easy, too easy. And I plan to just keep right on doing what I do best, corruption. You could do something about me. You could talk about me to your family, your friends, your relatives, and even politicians who are supposed to serve you. But you won't. Why? I know who you are. I know what you think. And I know what you've done. You already knew that, didn't you? Listen to this and remember this one thing. Your being quiet about me is the reason I exist. And the reason I'm not going anywhere.
Ha, 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 ha